Hey, 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 closet dwellers and closet busters and bold move makers. Yes, you know who you are. You are listening to Live on Closet. I'm Rick Clemens, the guy, coming out expert, all that stuff you've heard before. So let's get right to it. It is Friday. It's time for a riff and rant. And actually, what I'm bringing you today happened on Monday. I woke up in a funk. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. I knew I had a mastermind call. I needed to record a couple of episodes of interviews for Life on Closet, all that good stuff. And I went to pick up my desk camera, my little portable camera, video camera that I use to do some of this stuff. And as I picked it up, the leg fell off. And now, no big deal. It's not a biggie. I thought, okay, great. I'll just go grab some super glue and went downstairs, got the glue, started to glue the metal pieces on. And lo and behold, one of the metal pieces stuck to my finger. Well, I started panicking because I thought, okay, man, I got to get this. First, got to get this piece of metal off my finger. Second, I got to get this glue off my finger. And as I started to do it, you know, I felt like a little bit like, you know, Lucille Ball, one of those comedy sequences, because no matter where I touched, my fingers started to stick to other fingers. And before I knew it, my index finger and my thumb were kind of stuck together. And I thought, okay, I got to be gentle because I don't want to rip the skin and all this sort of stuff. And it got me thinking about how much time we spend fucking super glued in our lives. How much time do we super glue ourselves into spaces that we don't need to be in? All because we're trying to fix something. Now, granted, my little camera, my little webcam needed to get fixed. So that was the right thing to do. And it was the right tool to use to get the super glue to glue it together so that it could get fixed. But how many times do we pick the wrong tools, the wrong solutions to fix something or try to fix something that doesn't need to be fixed? Too often, we're fixing things that continue to closet us in our lives. So I want you to think about that. I want you to come clean with your damn self and go, am I fixing something right now that doesn't need to be fixed? Am I putting the emphasis on something that doesn't need to have emphasis? Am I focusing on something that is the wrong thing instead of focusing on the thing? In fact, I'm reading the book, The One Thing. Highly recommend it. For anybody who needs help getting focused, what are you super gluing in your life that doesn't need the super glue right now? Because if you're super gluing the wrong thing, it will not allow you to make the moves you need to make. It will not uncloset you. It will only continue to closet you in all the wrong spaces. At least that's my freaking perspective. Take it, leave it. I don't really care. I do care. You know that. But think about what are you super gluing in your life that doesn't need the super glue, and where could you put the super glue emphasis in your life to truly, 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 truly move yourself where you want to go? So that's it. That's my rant. That's my riff. And that's all I'm going to say. Take care. Have a great, great weekend wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And we'll catch you in just a few days with another episode of Life Uncloseted. I'm Rick, your host, and take care.